racing radio show in America, the LTN Hour. Let's Talk NASCAR with your host, Todd Bayling, and co-host, Ed Koluka. To have your opinion heard, call 1-800-227-3586. And now, here's the creator and host of LTN, Todd Bayling.
Yeah, Todd Bayling. And I'm sitting here pinching myself. This is Dan Margetta at the competition last night, the Elvis competition. Oh, viva! Yeah.
Oh, no.
Sorry. I'm not much of a singer, believe it or not.
Good morning, Todd. Good morning,
Hi.
Dan.
Hi. Todd Bayling and Ed Koluka back in Cheeseland, our producer, director, and today, correspondent Dan Margetta, with his own parking space, labeled parking space at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. How the hell did you do that?
Well,
all that respect we finally got, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And if I see how the other half lives now, all you hosts get your own little spot in that.
Yeah.
Kind of nice.
I've never had a labeled spot in my life. Are you kidding me?
I've had one out there in the past.
Oh, that's beautiful. I guess I don't go out there enough. That's because you have much more money than I do, Ed. Hey, guess what?
Todd,
we're at the third race of the year, and Matt Kenseth has run the table so far. Pinch me. Is this possibly right? You got to be kidding me. We're at 2-for-2. Drew Blick is at 2-for-2. You know, if he retired now, that's what tell him. Just retire. You got the best, you know, percentage in the history of crew chiefs. Oh,
you know the
goodness.
Neat part about this 2-for-2 deal?
There's a lot of nice stuff about it. Yeah, go ahead.
You can go to the Milwaukee Mile just today, and today is the last day, and buy two tickets. Probably have to do it online with them. Two tickets for the Ross Kenseth race, which is what I call it,
yeah,
at the Milwaukee Mile for $17.
August 29th.
Right.
Okay.
And if he wins today, Matt Kenseth,
mm-hmm.
you can get three tickets for $17. So if you want to wait and go for the threefer, or you can get the twofer today.
His car isn't real good today, is it, Ed?
Yeah, she told one of the reporters out there he's junk, but we'll have a chance to talk to one of his closest people.
Yeah, yeah.
And ask him.
DW says, yeah, but you can't believe a thing Matt said. Remember last week, we ain't going to win. We got nothing. And then he went on and, I mean, held off Jeff Gordon and ran Jeff Gordon out of whatever he was saving. I thought that was just awesome. It was quite a deal.
It was quite the deal.
Yeah. So this week.
Please, give me the bottom.
Yeah. This week, off to Las Vegas. And so who do you have on the front row is the Las Vegas brothers. Kyle and Kurt, your front row, even though that's the sound of Kyle Busch falling to the rear of the field with several other of his turd motor teammates.
Unrelated problems, though.
We will talk about it after we give you the starting lineup.
How about that? That's 2 weeks in a row that the turd's been on the pole.
Yeah.
And gone to the trunk.
Turd on a pole. Sounds like something, if you froze it, you could sell it at Summerfest. All right. So you got your Busch brothers. The 18 and the 2 car. Then you got Jimmy Johnson, who, as soon as Kyle Busch falls to the rear, Jimmy Johnson will move to the front of the field and very likely will lead every single lap today if we don't look out. David Rudiman qualified 4th in the 00 car. However, the asterisk will be explained when we get to the end of this thing. Marcus Ambrose. How about that, Ed? This guy's doing pretty good. He's not a young guy. He's an older driver to come in as a rookie. He's in his 30s. But
I say he has to go out Bach.
Yeah, out Bach is right. Yeah, the 47 car will go to the rear, but that's another story. Ryan Newman, the 39 car, will start 6th. Then it's 9, Casey Kahan. That's how he was introduced at this track. 5 car, Mark Martin. 29, Kevin Harvick, who was hilarious yesterday. 14, Tony Stewart. That's your top 10. Then it's 12, David Stremme in the Verizon Dodge. Make no mistake, it is the Verizon. Did you say something, Ed, that they're not? Somebody said that on television and got spanked for it?
No, they didn't get spanked for it, but they stopped using Verizon.
Oh.
Now they just talk about he no longer has a sponsor, you know, the deal. But
oh.
They used to say Verizon, But now they don't do that.
The car yesterday was painted the way this car would be painted if it wasn't for Sprint. But that's another story completely. All right.
And that was the Verizon.
And that was the Verizon. This is too, Ed. It just doesn't say it, you know.
Exactly.
I love how they're doing it. It's pretty sneaky. I'm glad Verizon has hung in there with them. You know, they're paying a lot of money just to have a couple of red stripes on a black car. Right now, that's all it is, you know.
So, kind of like the Nike swish on your home basketball.
And
team.
We'll just help them out by reminding everyone it really is the Verizon Dodge, even though it only says Penske. Keep that in mind. All right. Now, Stremme will start 11th. Then it's the 77 car, Sam Hornish. Ed, he's been great. He's been great
and
all
fast
weekend.
In practice.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It off the wall a little bit in practice, didn't he, Dan?
Yeah, just scuffed it. And didn't hit it real hard, but just enough to rub the numbers off.
That means he's fast. Then Brad Keselowski, the 25 car, will start 13th. Good qualifying round for him. The GoDaddy.com Chevrolet. Then the 31 car, Jeff Burton, who yesterday didn't get a whole lot of nice comments out of teammate Kevin Harvick in the Busch race. But we'll talk about that a little.
What did he say?
When he got taken out by his teammate, something about, I'm following that piece of crap around anyway. He ain't doing nothing. And that's beautiful. Just go ahead, tell it like it is there, Kevin. You know, the more I watch Harvick, the more I like him. Let's see, where were we?
Michael.
Michael. There you go. Then Michael Waltrip. Hey, you know, don't look now, but he's actually doing something.
He's not going to the back.
Yeah, imagine that. One of the only Toyotas that is not.
He's going to roll a dice on his deal and stay there.
99 car, Carl Edwards will start 16th. Many think this is going to be Carl's day. 96, Bobby Labonte. 78 car, Regan Smith. The 44, A.J. Fender Dinger. He will start 19th. And then Joe Lowe in the 20 car will start 20th today, the Home Depot car. Then it's 83, Brian Vickers, another of the turd engines. 87, Joe Nemechek. The 42 car of Juan Pablo Montoya. Then the 16 of Biffle. Yeah, Dan, I hope you have some of the odds there with you because, you know, I might just have you run down and throw a couple of bucks on a couple of these guys. Maybe you can help us out with a couple of them before we're done here. You know.
I've got out there. They were from Thursday. I haven't got the update once. I'm sure they changed.
Oh, they change. They not only change from Thursday, you can go down and grab a sheet and then walk up to the counter and say, I want this guy, and they'll tell you, oh, it's not what it is. I'm sorry. You're a little late for that. What the hell do you mean? Martin Truex in the one car will start 25th. Then the very famous Max Pappas in the 13 car.
Oh, was he excited?
Yeah. Well, he's one of the
only... He was, like, just going crazy that he made an oval track race.
He's one of the only turds that didn't have to go to the back, so that says something.
Him in a 55.
Yeah. The 8 car, Eric Almirola. Then 24, Jeff Gordon, starting 28th. The 34 car, John Andretti. The 71 car, David Gilliland. The 88 car, the half-assed Dale Earnhardt Jr., by the way, starting 31st, but he's 35th in the points right now on the bubble. Oh, my. How the mighty have fallen.
Needs a good run real, real bad.
Real bad. And, you know, is there any reason to think he will? Well, he's got a damn Hendrick car under him. There's no excuse not to. Then it's the 7 car, Robbie Gordon, the 19 of Elliott Sadler, the 11 car of Denny Hamlin, shouldn't be a player today. 6 car, David Reagan, the 98 of Paul Menard, the 33 car of Clint Bowyer, the 26 of Jamie McMurray. I don't know what his odds are. I wouldn't put very much money on him. He's sick as a dog, I guess. When he goes through the turns, the G-forces work on him, his eyeballs bulge. That's not a good sign.
Biffle was sick also, and he won that yesterday.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. And his eyes are bulging all the time. 43 car, Reed Sorensen. For those of you who have been waiting, the 40th starter today in the number 17 car, on his way to his third victory, Matt Kenseth. Three straight races, three different paint jobs. This is the red, white, and blue USG car. You won't know him when you see him. 41st starter is the 07 of Casey Mears. Then it's the 82 of Scott Speed. It's not going to be a long trip for Scott to go to the rear of the field, and the 64 car of Todd Bodine will start last. Several cars go home, including our own Travis Quappel. Missed his first race.
Do you know how close that was?
Yeah, I know.
Is that car that
Go ahead.
The car that made it was a 29471. Travis ran a 29479. Oh, or 47.
Eight one thousandth of a second.
Yeah.
66 Blaney, 73 Mike Garvey, 41 Mayfield, the 09 of Sterling Marlin, the 36 of Scott Riggs, 37 of Tony Raines, and the 51 car of Dexter Bean of Westby, Wisconsin, going home on his way to Westby. We'll come back. If you'd like to give us a call, 800-227-3586. We'll be right back.
Hefner Racing Products is the world's largest manufacturer of sprint car wings and accessories. HRP operates a state-of-the-art 78,000-square-foot facility in Hartford, Wisconsin, and they're now part of the Briggs & Stratton Dirt Go-Kart Chassis events to be held this season at HRP's home track, Charter Raceway Park in Beaver Dam. For more info on this new, exciting form of dirt track racing, call Jeff in the HRP Parts Department at 262-670-9444. Hefner Racing Products, now specializing in Briggs & Stratton Dirt Go-Karts. Call Jeff today at 262-670-9444.
Add beauty and value to your home or commercial property with professional landscaping from Central Services Company, Incorporated. The team of professionals at Central Services is the personal choice of over 30 years of satisfied customers in Southeast Wisconsin with landscape design, construction, and grounds maintenance. Call Central Services at 262-548-0005 for all your landscaping and lawn care needs. No job is too large or too small. From lawn fertilization and weed control to award-winning landscape construction, Central Services is your full-service landscape company. Call the experts of Central Services at 262-548-0005 for a free, no-obligation consultation at your home or business regarding your landscaping or lawn care needs. Find out why Central Services can provide you with a visual difference in the art of landscaping and lawn care. Call 262-548-0005 or toll-free at 1-800-236-LAWN. Central Services, the visual difference in landscaping.
This is the LTN Radio Network.
Okay, everyone's been good, so we have a little surprise treat for you. Joining us on the program today, Roy Kenseth is on the phone with us. Hi, Roy.
Hi. I don't know how much of a treat it is, though.
It is. Listen.
Good morning, Roy.
Good morning.
You got to be walking on air these days, huh?
Yeah, I sure am. When I got time in between working at the fan club store, it's been crazy over there. But yeah, I'm a pretty happy guy.
Where is that fan club store?
Yeah,
it's in Cambridge.
Beautiful downtown Cambridge. Let's put it this way: if you can find Cambridge, you'll find the store. Because,
that's for sure.
Yeah, you won't mix it up with any of the other huge buildings in town. That's for sure. What's the mood like in beautiful downtown Cambridge, USA?
Everybody's pretty wound up about it. I'm actually quite surprised because I didn't think everyone would make such a big deal of the Daytona 500. It's like it's bigger than a championship. To me, it's not, but that's the way people make it seem.
You've got this kid from Illinois that seems to be meshing with our team very well here as quickly as he got there. But Drew Blick has been around there, that whole company, for a while, and he was worked with Matt in the Busch Series before.
Yeah, he has, and I think what he's bought is just enthusiasm. I know a month before the season ever started, Matt told me, he said he's got a really good feeling about this year. He went to Jack and told Jack that he wanted Drew, and he had talked to Chip Bolin, the engineer that was crew chief last year, ahead of time, and Chip liked the idea of him going back to, you know, making the cars faster, not worrying about everything on race day and making the decision, so... You know that, and then with Mike Callan off, our Joker spotter coming back, everybody's pretty happy.
I would think. The whole mood of that team is pretty outstanding. Now, you've talked to Matt, I'm sure. Give us a little inside information. Is the car as bad as he's telling everybody it is today?
Yes.
Man.
I might be wrong, but I think they're going to have lots of problems with wrecks today. I hope I'm wrong.
Well, that nationwide race was terrible yesterday.
Yeah. He said, see, the right side tires are so hard that any little slippage in the car is gone. You know, can't save it.
Oh, boy. There were some pretty good drivers spinning for no real good reason yesterday, you know.
And they're going faster here than they've ever gone before, so they're really pounding the tires pretty hard.
Right.
Well, there's some good news and some bad news as far as Matt goes. I mean, the good news is Matt has led more laps at this track than any other driver, 438 laps. That's good news. He's got a couple of wins under his belt, so he's good here. That's good news. The bad news is it's never been in the car tomorrow, and it's never been at the reconfigured track. So I think that perhaps Drew Blick is going to be part of this equation today before we're done. They're good at adjusting on the fly.
Yeah, well, I got good news and bad news, too. You know, the good news is he's won two races in the COT now, and I think they pretty much got it figured out. But unfortunately for today, they don't have the car figured out. When I talked to Matt late last night, he said, well, we got a between 38th and 40th place car today. But, but of course, they'll work on it, and hopefully they can hit it. But all through practice, I don't think he ran more than four laps consecutive. They just could not get it to handle.
Oh, boy. Well, they are, like I said, they are very good at doing this on the fly. Hey, Roy, for the one, two, three, third, fourth year in a row now, you're going to be promoting the big Matt Kenseth Returns to Madison International Speedway event. Give us the date, time, and details for that, would you?
June 30th. It'll be Tuesday, June 30th, about the same time as last year. That, and then Matt will also be at the Milwaukee Mile on August 29th, and I'll even give a little plug for Wayne. He'll be back at Slinger this year, too. So he'll be in Wisconsin three times. He'll give people a chance to come.
Are you
gonna
have
your meet and greet? We got Stuart coming again at Madison.
Stuart's coming back?
Yes.
What about Kyle?
Kyle, I'm not sure. Kyle probably will come back.
Okay. Yeah, he seems to like the place.
You're going to have a meet and greet for Matt at Milwaukee?
Yes, we will. I don't have the details out, but, yeah, we will have that. And I think Milwaukee, under the new promotion, is going to go places. I think they're pretty enthused about getting things going. And I want to see a lot of people in the stands for August 29th. You got another Wisconsin name, Brian Reffner. He'll be there. He's building a new late model.
Wow.
And Paul Menard is another guy that's already contacted me and wants to come to this show. So hopefully we'll get a lot of the past Wisconsin racers at that race.
Very nice. Very nice. And that's the 29th of August.
That's Saturday, August 29th. Yep.
All right. Now, tickets are available for your event in Madison already, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yep. We just go to the Matt Kenseth website, and on information, they'll have both the Milwaukee race and the Madison race.
All right. And that's mattkenseth.com?
Right.
Okay. Simple to do. Well, Roy, we got our fingers crossed. Hey, you're going to be a grandpa again, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of that. In fact, when Matt and Katie told me that they were going to have a child, that, believe me, that made me a lot happier than him winning the Daytona 500.
Well, how about that?
That's going to be pretty cool.
I guess so. Of course, you didn't run out and go to the bar and buy for everybody then,
no,
did you?
No, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, it's all right. Like you did after the Daytona 500.
Yep.
That was all right. Hey, Roy, it was good talking to you. Let's keep in touch, huh?
No problem.
All right. And three in a row. It's not unheard of.
It's possible, I guess.
Yeah. It's going to take some things to happen for it to do, but
right.
Let's hope.
Hey, let's Roy. Put it this way. Nobody else can do it.
That's right.
That's true.
Yeah. Good to have you on, Roy.
Okay, thanks.
Take care, man. Roy Kenseth, father of the former Winston Cup champion and this year's Daytona 500 winner, Matt Kenseth. By the way, he's coming up on his birthday in 10 days. He's going to be 37. Just thought I'd throw that in there. If you'd like to participate in the program, you can do so at our nationwide toll-free telephone number, 1-800-227-3586. Lines are open right now. Give us a call. Can Matt win three in a row? If not, who the hell can? Nobody. Matt's the only one that can. Who's going to win today? We'll be right back.
In these uncertain times comes an offer from Gordy Boucher, Ford, Lake, and Mercury that is unprecedented, unbelievable, and definitely unparalleled by any other dealer in the area. Now through March 9th at Gordy Boucher Ford, they will cover your first three payments up to $500 per month and pay your maintenance costs for 2 years. This offer is available on any new 2009 Ford Focus, Ford Fusion, Ford Edge, or the all-new 2009 Ford F-150. For a truly unabashed deal, see Gordy Boucher, Ford, Lake, and Mercury in Janesville today. It's never been a better time to drive a Ford. Drive one.
The Wisconsin Racing Expo is back and at a new location. Saturday, March 7th, the Wisconsin Racing Expo comes to the Washington County Fair Park on Highway PV in West Bend. Come see racing parts suppliers, manufacturers, area racers, and local track displays at the Wisconsin Racing Expo. Saturday, March 7th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. General admission is just $5 and parking is free. For more information, call Craig Hemmen at 262-679-3461 or Bill Tandetsky at 414-481-7139. The Wisconsin Racing Expo, Saturday, March 7th at the Washington County Fair Park on Highway PV in West Bend. Be there! Doing things right the first time so there's no need to revisit the job site. That's the mark of a good plumber. Lagina Plumbing works accurately, efficiently, with customer service as a top priority. Lagina Plumbing uses the most advanced technology, including AutoCAD, 3D layout, a prefabrication facility, and the best project management in the business to ensure your commercial plumbing work is perfect the first time. Whether your needs are simple plumbing projects at your existing building or new construction, Lagina Plumbing is your plumber. See why top contractors in the business continuously work with Lagina Plumbing. Call and ask for Jim Lagina at 414-645-7527 or visit laginaplumbing.com for more information.
This is the LTN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Let's Talk NASCAR. Todd Bailing and Ed Kaluka in Wisconsin, and of course, Dan Margetta, engineer, producer, and reporter at beautiful Las Vegas racetrack. What's the forecast for today, Dan?
Very, very good. Sun's out right now. A few clouds. Highs in like the mid-70s.
Oh, nice.
A little bit of wind. It's been nice all weekend. It's had no problems at all with the weather.
Outstanding. What is that sound exactly? Rain? Oh, it's supposed to be rain? Okay.
Nah,
that didn't sound
none
like
of that.
No, it didn't sound like rain. Let's go to the phones and talk to... hey, there is at least one person left in this world that's a big Dale Earnhardt Jr. fan. Our friend Paul from Racine joins us. It's good to know that there's at least someone out there that still believes.
Well, apparently after last week, so is Brad Miller, huh?
Oh, yeah.
He's my new hero. What a guy. He told it like it is.
Yeah.
He wasn't blinded by, you know, all this other crap that that sometimes happens. I stated my case and he backed me up and I'm happy.
Which reminds me, is Earnhardt going to be in the top 35 at the end of today?
I don't think he will be. I think they're going to struggle early, but I think, you know, he'll come on mid-season. You heard it here first. I think he'll make...
I tell you, they need a good run real bad. I mean, they had a press deal with him this weekend, and I don't think I've ever seen him that down as far as just unconfident and kind of... He needs a shot in the arm. He needs a big cheerleader is what he needs.
Hmm. Let me ask you this. Do you think at some point they'll contemplate replacing Tony Urie?
I hope so, because, you know, I seem to think that's what the problem is there. But, you know, if the driver believes in him, who are we?
That's a great point. I think a lot of people feel that way, but I think the difference now is from when he was with DEI till now is I don't think that he'll have as much sway regarding who makes that decision. Do you agree? Or
yeah, Ed, Hendrick always had people in the closet that he could depend on just to bring out and, you know, let's try this guy and see how it works. Does he have anybody in the wings?
I think the interesting thing of that is that Hendrick is at the track for the last 3 days, and normally he just comes in on Sunday. Mm. And I think the reason he's there for these 3 days is that that they need a cheerleader, and he's going to be the cheerleader for that team to get it up. And it's you got to get his concentration back. I mean, that deal where driving past his pit and parking on the line and all the things that went on, and you know, that deal last week where he thought he couldn't get the lucky dog, he was eligible for the lucky dog.
Well, that's not his fault for not knowing that. I think it's probably his...
But nobody told him.
Oh, that's what
nobody
I mean.
Told him, and he thought that he needed to pass that car, the leader, in order to get a lap back, and in his mind, that's what his thinking was, and that he needed to get back to get that lucky dog, and he really didn't need to.
When you're on the down low, sometimes it just gangs up on you, I guess.
Right. Yeah. Right. But that's the things that he needs pointed out to him. He can't sit in a car and wonder about that.
Paul, why don't you go down there and just kind of hang out with him and pump him up?
I don't think, you know, look, they, I don't have, you know, I'm not the type of guy he needs, you know, in my corner. I think what he needs is, you know, he just needs to start finishing consistently, and I think things will fall into place. I think the one thing, though, the one observation I have is for the first time, you're seeing his popularity be put in question, and I don't know if he knows how quite to deal with that. I mean, people are actually, you know, being much more critical of him and really coming out and saying it, whereas I think in the past it's always been kind of a taboo to criticize, you know.
Right.
here.
The silver spoon has slipped from his grip.
Yeah, exactly, and I think he's having a hard time figuring out how to deal with that, but I think he'll be fine. One other point I wanted to make, I was watching the Nationwide race yesterday.
Oh, really? Did you pack a lunch?
Actually, I was watching it while I had lunch.
Yeah, there you go, and dinner, and yeah, okay, go ahead.
Well, no, I wanted to ask you about that young driver for Roger Penske. Can you tell me a little bit about that guy?
Justin Allgaier. Yeah, he only looks like he's 12 years old. Dan will be able to, you know, tell you every single thing about him because Dan knows all these things. Dan, what do you know about Allgaier?
Well, he actually started as a dirt racer, raced some dirt late models and a lot of dirt tracks around. I think he's from Illinois, almost in Missouri. And ran ARCA last year, was the ARCA champion. I think he's got a lot of promise. His dad had a real big connection, I think, with the Wallaces. Was right, Ed?
Well, yeah, and I know that family real well. I've known him since he was just a kid. And he still is a kid, but I mean when he was just a baby. Yeah, Gator is his dad's nickname. And he was the Hoosier Tire rep for that area in a dirt racing and Gator's been around forever, and Gator and I go back to the days when I used to run USAC with the Schwister and the Granada, and I've known the family forever, and really good people.
I thought that might have been his daughter with him there yesterday. It turns out it was his wife, huh?
Yes.
All right.
And Gators are just a really neat family, and just like the rest of the dirt guys that struggle to make it, and spent their own money, and not a whole lot of difference between him and Joey Logano as far as the family dedication to their careers and bringing them up, and a very interesting story. Yeah. Good kid.
Yeah, seemed like a good kid. Certainly has a little talent, looks like. So,
oh, yeah.
Hey, my prediction for today?
Yeah.
Brad Miller, go all the way.
Brad.
Thanks. He's my new hero.
Thanks for the call, Paul.
All right.
Yeah, take care. We have some technical information for you. We understand that if you're having a hard time connecting to the Internet, when you go to our website, ltnradionetwork.com, and you open the player up, select Madison instead of Milwaukee. I guess there's multiple choices, and that's what Hangover tells me. So if you're having a hard time connecting to the program on the Internet,